covenant is different than a contract. A covenant is based on unlimited trust, no matter what happens. People sign a contract because there is limited responsibility on each side. Each party says he'll take responsibility for a certain thing, and if he doesn't live up to his side of the bargain, then the contract can be broken. The great mistake today is in people thinking of marriage as a contract instead of a covenant. A contract is based on limited responsibility, but a covenant is based on unlimited responsibility. It doesn't matter what the other person does. You say, well, I just don't love him anymore. That's why you made a covenant, because the Bible says love never fails. You say, but we find out that we just don't have anything in common anymore. Nobody said you had to have anything in common. To a great extent, those differences were the things that attracted you to each other to begin with. Work with them. Don't walk away from them. You say, but I just can't stand to live with that person for another day. It doesn't matter how you feel. You made a covenant. A contract is a legal agreement between two people, but a covenant is a spiritual commitment between you and God and that other person. A contract may be voided by mutual consent if new issues or problems come up. A covenant has no escape clauses. Marriage is a covenant, not a contract. A covenant is to be broken only by death. A proper marriage vow says, essentially, no matter what, we will stay together till death us do part. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.